Jews are not bipolar. By that, I do not mean that they're not sometimes a little crazy, but I mean that the Jewish world is not bipolar. We often think of it that way. We think there's Israel and there's America. It's bipolar. But that is not true. And this past week, as many of you know, I was in Paris for the Jews. I did it for the Jews. I went through the cream sauce and the croissants, but only on behalf of the Jewish people, not at all for myself. But I was there because of the Elnet conference, which is all about Jews not being bipolar, even though that is not their advertising slogan. And I want to explain what I mean before I tell you a little bit about Elnet. The philosopher Derek Parfit, who just died a little while ago, and actually I'm reading a wonderful biography of his life, talked about human beings having what he called the bias of the near. That is, the person sitting next to you is real. The person who lives across the world, even though you know they're there, they're not really real to you. That's why if the person sitting next to you was hungry or starving, you would feed them. And we know there are people starving on the other side of the world, but they don't seem real somehow, so we don't feel the same urgency. And part of being a responsible person is to overcome that bias, because after all, what happens far away from us matters a lot, since the world is interconnected, more now than ever, but it always was. Why is it, do you think, for example, to take one simple example from Jewish history, that Jews were in the diamond trade? Because there were Jews all over the world. You could come to a city, you didn't know anyone, but you found another Jew and you could trust this person because they were part of the Jewish people. We were all interconnected, even when we were separated by geography and had no such things as cell phones or internet to tie us together. Last week, those of you who were here heard Bernard-Henri Lévy, one of the most important philosophers, public philosophers and voices in the world, and he is a French Jew. He's not an American Jew. He's not an Israeli Jew. The single most eminent figure right now on the international stage is named Zelensky. He's a Ukrainian Jew. Not an American Jew, not an Israeli Jew. I remember hearing years ago the story about Leo Durocher, the baseball manager. Someone told him, you know, the mayor of Dublin is Jewish. And he said, only in America. Because the assumption still is there's America and there are other places. But do you know what the largest trading partner is of Israel? It's not America. It's the EU. It's the European Union. Israel trades more with the EU than any other nation or bloc of nations. So what do we do about that? How do we embrace more broadly when we tend to think of the Jewish world as bipolar? I am proud to say that just as one of the founders of the modern AIPAC, which ties together Israel and America, was a member of Sinai Temple before he passed away, Larry Weinberg, the founder of Elnet, which does the same thing with Europe and Israel, is a member of Sinai Temple. Happens to be sitting right there, Larry Hochberg. And he has, over the past 15 years or so, originally with Newt Becker and now with many others, including other members of Sinai, some of whom were there, created an organization that ties together Israel and the EU. So the speakers were from European countries and talked about their relationship to Israel and to the Jewish people and to anti-Semitism. And it's really important. Because even though we tend to think that we're the whole show, we are not the whole show. And Jews all over the world need that connection and that closeness. I know that I get messages all the time on Facebook and other places from Jews in different parts of the world asking questions or for resources. Because we have a lot to give and a lot with which we can help. So it was an eye-opening experience, even though this is the second time I've had the chance to go to the conference, but it is again an eye-opening experience to see, first of all, governments that really care about Israel and the Jewish people. The French Minister of Finance came and gave the keynote address. And see how much their relationship is not mediated through America, but is directly France-Israel, Germany-Israel, Italy-Israel, the Scandinavian countries, and Israel. Now, none of us are naive. We all know that there are problems in these relationships, that there is anti-Semitism, that there is difficulty, but that's all the more reason that we should care and pay attention to Europe as well. You know, America tends to be extraordinarily self-involved, and that's not our fault. It's because we're geographically very buffered. We have Canada, Mexico, ocean. The Pacific Ocean never threatened us. The Atlantic also not so much. And our skirmishes with Mexico and Canada were nothing like the wars of Europe. Thank God. But Europe, as you know, is a mélange of cultures all right next to each other. And so working that out and trying to help them develop a coherent and cohesive relationship to Israel is incredibly important. I bring this up because I hope that over the years, we will become both more aware and more involved in helping Israel, not only here, but also with governments and Jews elsewhere around the world. When we say, "Kol Yisrael arevim ze vaze," all Jews are responsible for one another, that means all Jews, everywhere. That's why the JDC, the Joint Distribution Committee, feeds Jews elsewhere in the world who otherwise wouldn't have someone to take care of them. And that's why Elnet was created, to help strengthen these political, ideological, commercial, and technological ties between Israel and the European Union. They also need the kind of cybersecurity that Israel is so good at. They also need the kind of expertise that Israel is so good at. And as Israel, thank God, with the Abraham Accords, expands its reach in the Middle East, we can help it expand its reach in Europe as well. So, the takeaway is, we are multipolar. We have Jews all over the world, interests all over the world, and we should be promoting and fighting for them all over the world. I went to Paris for the croissants, but for more than the croissants. I went to see the ways in which Israel, remarkably enough, with all of its difficulties, still, not only for Jews, but for governments, is an important and pivotal player on the world stage. We should encourage it, and we should strengthen it. It is a good thing to do. It's the Jewish thing to do. Shabbat Shalom.